following is a digital media production.
Guys, awesome episode today. We got a Bros Before Hoes email, a guy who got kicked out of his apartment, and we talk about a guy who got accused of having an STD when he didn't, and we have the great Mateo Lane on. Check it out. Awesome episode. Get involved. Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your questions, your stories. I say it every week. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast and telling your friends. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your buddies, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your grandmas, your dog, your cat. Keep spreading the word. Get subscribed on iTunes. It helps us out so much. And also, guys, keep sending those emails. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. And I got to say, the amount of Snapchats that I am getting right now is like absurd. And the amount of shits I get sent is even more absurd. And I really, it really bakes my biscuits when I get a Snapchat of you and how you're listening to the podcast. You showing me where you're on a long road trip or you're taking a poop or whatever you're doing while you listen. It's very cool to see a little window into your world. So I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat. And this is actually an email that sums up our relationship, my relationship with the listener. I'll read this because it bakes my biscuits so hard.
I'm getting it too, man. It spills over to me. It's really cool. People are listening to my podcast, but especially J Train.
It's crazy. This guy's cool. Actually writing in with shitting advice. What up, Sigmund Freud? Because you're the apex and founder of Freakology, frat psychology. Lately, people have been saying they're not going to waste time feathering your nuts with nicknames, so I decided I would because I'm meta as fuck. I sent this piece of advice to you on Snapchat, said you would, and you said to write it in. Basically, I figured out how to have ghost shits almost every time, and I thought the J-Train audience would appreciate knowing how to as well. It works as something to do alone or as a party trick. So basically, you want to pull your knees up and closer to your chest than usual. Move your back forward and upright and tilt your b-hole down so that your core, can you write a sentence, fucker? B-hole down so that your core, it's to the point that's closest to the water. Also, avoid doing that squeeze the b-hole together to get the last bits out of your struggling thing. Let nature run its course. I perfected this technique a week ago, and since then, I'm about 12 out of 14 on ghost shits. It's changed my life, and I hope fellow listeners can also shit more comfortably and walk with less chafing and more confidence than they ever thought possible.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
There's going to be an ad in this episode that relates exactly to what this guy said.
That's why I'm reading it. There's an ad later on that will go with this email. So listen, there's some advice for everybody. Keep sending those Snapchats. I'm JTrain56 on all platforms. I'm going to bring our guest in right now. So excited to have him back. It is such a pleasure to have you. Mateo Lane, thank you for coming on. I love that's your signature opening for this podcast. I love it.
Because I want Mariah to just listen up.
Yeah. That's like a dog call. It's like the dog whistle.
Well, she's on so many pills right now. Like, ask me what Mariah Carey's doing right now.
What's she doing right now?
Sound asleep.
Right.
She is sleepy.
It is 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
3 p.m. on a Monday.
Just sound asleep. You know, they have those, what do they call it? Like, squatty potties? What are those things?
Yeah, that's what's sponsoring it.
Yeah. And I watch Shark Tank. And do you watch Shark Tank?
I love Shark Tank.
Now, who's your favorite shark?
I mean, Kevin's the show. I mean, he's the one you want. He's the reason to turn that show on. I love Kevin. Barbara,
That's I was Barbara's you took the best. Barbara's the
she's
best.
She's the best investor. I and enjoy her perspective.
She looks like
it feels like my grandma telling people their ideas suck.
For that reason, I'm out. But she always like she can't. I don't.
For the listener at home, Mateo just did a spot on facial expression of what she does.
She's got too much teeth. She's got some really weird always, skin issue.
She's always looking with one eye. Yeah, you're right.
She styles her hair like a lesbian from 1994, like a lot like the number five LA looks, like five holes.
Yeah.
And she wears that like shit purple outfit and she can't turn her neck, so she has to turn her entire body.
Yeah.
And everyone just shits on her, but I think she's the best.
She's
my favorite.
And she always like she'll have a point about certain products where she's like, I like that her reasons are just as far as like, I don't like you.
Yeah.
You
know,
like,
yeah.
I like that.
Well, she has to work for that person. Yeah. And that just goes to show people, it doesn't matter how great your idea is, you better be easy to work with.
Yeah. And that is a lesson for life. Like, we're getting with the advice right off the fucking bat here on the J Train podcast. Yeah.
Well, I have sometimes not been easy to work with, but generally I am.
But I've always watched that, and I was like, I would just want college kids to go on Shark Tank and explain their major. They would have that, because I remember I got out of college. I'm like, yeah, I'm the king of money.
No, you have to explain your major, and you have to explain how the fuck you're gonna make that happen when you graduate. Because listen, I went to art school,
okay,
and there were a lot of
What'd you major in? What was it?
Faggotry. I majored in storyboarding and oil painting.
But you're like an artist. I mean, you.
But I
draw
made
some.
It. Yeah, I made it as a storyboard artist. But I think the dropout rate for my freshman year was 76%.
Really?
So,
because people are doing that, they're like, oh my god, how am I gonna make money doing this with my pictures?
Well, but it's also like Korean kids from Korea who have paid someone else to do their portfolio for them so they can get in because it doesn't require SATs and it's a pass fail school. So a lot like
These Koreans are taking our jobs?
Yeah. Well, the school accepts them.
Not Trump's America.
Trump's America. He's right. He's working on the wrong ethnicity.
They looked great. They never spoke to me.
Yeah.
And they had the best clothing and not particularly the best artwork. And then there was a lot of kids who were rich kids in America who just got a coke problem within like 3 months.
And they're like, art school, have to be there.
Yeah.
It's going
to
happen.
I mean, the parties I went to, because you were very frat, that's why I'm here. But the parties I went to, I mean, it was a lot of like just insane amount of drugs in the weirdest like warehouses, and I was so naive. I'm like sitting drinking a Diet Coke with
not even. I was that way too, though. I would go to like
why do I not believe that?
Well, I was at fraternity parties. Drinking was just more the thing for my friends and I, so like we were just more drinkers than anything else. Like, so you know, there wasn't Penn State especially isn't like a weed school, you know, so like it wasn't a bunch of guys.
Oh, you went to Penn
high.
State?
Yeah.
Were you molested?
No.
You, but wait,
I
were
mean,
you?
I just was waiting for the right woman.
Yeah.
let's go to the emails. You ready?
Oh yeah,
guys, follow Mateo. So super funny, awesome comic. At Mateo Lane on Twitter and Instagram. You on Snapchat?
I am.
Is
and
that
I'm getting
Mateo
a
Lane?
Lot of viewers. Yeah, I went. Yeah, it's the same thing. MATTEOLANE.
There we go. Go follow.
Don't
send
me your fucking dicks.
You're gonna get a lot of shits though.
Oh, then don't.
Don't even say don't. They're coming now. Zig versus Zag. Are you ready?
Yes.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We have fantastic emails this week. I'm going to say these are thinkers, okay? Sup, JTrain? A wise man once said, your Snapchats literally feather my nuts. He also said, you should zig when everyone else zags. I gave that advice on this podcast.
I don't even know what that means.
Like, when everyone's going one way, you want to get ahead of the curve and go the other way.
Yeah, but didn't like the Unabomber do that?
I mean, well, yeah, you're right.
So that, you know,
well, that guy, you know, listen, we were on that case. Don't zag. Yeah. So here's my question: should I turn off read receipts for texts?
Read receipts. Oh, know, I see. When it says
it
red,
says red. He says I've had mine on for a year now, and I think it's a power move. Send me a shitty one word answer to my text. Boom, read receipt. No response. Now you know I'm done with your shit. Also, if it takes me a while to answer your text, you know I'm not being an asshole and just not answering since no read receipt that I haven't seen it yet. I think it's more of a evolved, mature form of texting, but my friends think I'm a psychopath. What say you?
Well, I mean,
I don't know. What do you think? This is a new approach. This is why I like this email. This is because what we want to do, we want to be ahead of shit. You know, you don't want to be behind shit. You want to get ahead of the curve.
Well, I like to be behind sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
it depends on the night.
Whatever tickles your nuts, literally. You know. But what do you think of this? I have a buddy who has read receipts on, but he's married.
Okay.
And I always think he must have the most trusting relationship in the entire world.
Like, well, a couple things, because it's different with friends, coworkers, and dates.
Okay.
Okay, so if it, between friends, it's if I have like really close friend and yeah. I see that they read it, I'm not going to be like, oh, he didn't answer me, because totally. It's like, we're friends,
you know,
I
the
get
deal.
It, they're busy.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a date, like someone of interest, you know, I would be, it's, yeah, that would like drive me insane. It's but like, they read it.
Although, as far as on the, that is on the text. Texting in, but on the ownership side of it, when someone's texting you, that is a good way to cut out a lot of unneeded conversation. Like if a guy texts you and is like, "Hey, are you up at 2 a.m.?" sees you read it, you're not interested, and you don't have to have that awkward moment.
Well, it's really bitchy.
It is passive aggressive.
Because, yeah.
This is,
but then it's also weird because on the other side, you can't be like, "I saw that you read that," and it's like, "Grow the fuck up."
Yeah,
you know
well,
what I mean?
That's the thing, and I think I've said this on past episodes. If you get mad at a text, you never look sane.
Never.
You never look like the
unless
big,
someone like calls you the N-word, then it's like, I mean, well, then you all right, can, we can get mad.
N-word is the
any like yeah, if the, I get called faggot, yeah. You know, it's like, well, all right, now
slurs
I can get mad.
Will allow for getting right. mad, but if you right. explain to someone. He never gets back to my text, or she never gets back to my text. You always look like the person that's like beneath it all.
Yeah. You want to know what?
This does put you in a power move, but it only works if you have hand in the relationship. If you're the guy.
If you're using it for leverage in any way, shape, or form, if it's a relationship, it's, the relationship's not working out there.
In general.
But I also think it's like, yeah, maybe I did see it, but I'm fucking busy. I don't feel. That's the problem with cell phones, is now we have to respond all the time.
But this is what I'm saying.
All
doesn't
the time.
Doesn't this allow you out of that? I'm with this guy. I think I'm gonna,
no.
I'm turning him on.
If you really, if
I'm gonna take a week.
You know what? Maybe it is best to just not have the red at such and such time.
No, but if it says red, I think it's a good thing, because someone will say, now they see. There's no conversation about it.
Now I don't know if mine says that it's red.
Yours doesn't.
It doesn't.
We were texting before this.
Oh, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I'll have to check.
I think we should take a try. Everyone, let's have a J-Train podcast initiative. We all turn our read receipts on, and then we see how this works for everybody. And people write into the J-Train podcast at gmail.com with your experiences with the read receipt on. The only way it doesn't work is if you're thirsty for a specific girl. Now, you know, you have to really play that game really well.
I just feel like maybe myself, I've just been so like, this topic doesn't interest me because I'm just so like, I don't know, like I'm not really on the hunt for any guys right now.
No, you're single?
I'm always single. But I mean, I just dated this guy.
To our gay listeners, get involved.
The three of them? The two of them?
They're both closeted? The two and a half?
Yeah.
I mean,
I haven't found the right girl yet. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, Clay. By the way, Clay Aiken has hit me up on Grindr, which I
come
I'm
on,
now
stop
off
it.
Of, no. And Tinder, and when I was
really?
On OKCupid.
Yeah. Is this a J-Train podcast exclusive?
Yes. And I
really?
Don't, yes, and I don't know how to respond. First of all, I'm off Grindr because it's too stressful, and it's too much guys like, I'm really mad. Masculine, but I'm like, really? I mean, are you going to say that when you have a dick up your butt?
Why don't you go with Clay? What?
Are you out of your fucking
I don't know.
Mind?
I don't know. What, you know, why not? No.
Okay, then why don't you go with, I'm trying to think of the female equivalent of Clay. Why don't you go with Susan Boyle?
Really?
That is the female equivalent of Clay Aiken, is that Irish,
yeah, I'm not gonna
maybe go. Slightly autistic woman who wears like a sundress and has just like Mesopotamian bush for a head.
It is quite a bush head.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, here with Mateo Lane, @MateoLane on all platforms. Shit Got Weird. That's the name of the scene.
Okay, I like this already.
Papa J.
John's.
Papa J. I got a buddy who's been dating an Arabic chick for about 3 years. They've been living together for about 6 months now. As a backstory, she came to America and lived with her cousin while going to school. Her parents do not live in this country. My buddy has never met them. This is where it gets weird. He called me on Wednesday night, said he got into a fight with his girl, asked if he could crash on my couch. I could see in his face how much he was hurting, so I didn't push to find out what caused the argument. Mid-blackout last night, he hit me with some shit. His girlfriend came to him on Wednesday and told him her parents are coming to visit. She told him that he cannot be there because her parents do not want her to date or marry a white boy.
Right.
Whoa, West Side Story.
Yeah, look I at want this. To be in America.
Bro Side Story.
Yeah.
Now we're both super hungover. I'm typing this to you as I'm shitting my guts out in a Denny's bathroom. Thank you for
you
the visual.
You know what?
I don't know how to bring this up because he hasn't said anything about it. It's none of my business, so I'm not going to say anything. But what the fuck? He pays half the rent. She's kicking him out for a couple days because he's white and she's afraid of what her parents will think. What do you think? What do you do in this situation? Thank you. What do you think? I mean,
I know exactly. I mean, I think.
I guess this is you're the perfect guest for this email. Have you ever dated someone that's like positive?
Yes, I have. And when his parents came, I dated this.
Were you like, oh, this is my friend Mateo? You turned into Mateo?
Oh, no. For 2 years, we dated.
Okay.
And never once was my name even uttered to his family, brother, sister, nothing.
How did that make you
and
feel?
And horrible. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, at the time, I was like insecure and like, that's okay, I love you. But I was, you know, I mean, now as an adult, I'm like, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he had the audacity to not even have a real job. So it was like, so not only are you broke, and you're like, all I would ask for is like, come, you know, if you love me, come out to your family. Like, I get it, we all have time. He was 30, grow up.
Yeah.
So, you know,
hidden from like the friends and family is the most demeaning thing.
A couple things. One, his family, when his mother came, right, his mom and dad came.
2 years.
Years. They did he was told, okay, well, I'm not going to see you this weekend. Right? And he had no problem with it, being like, yeah, I'm just not going to see you this weekend. My parents are in town. And I had to be like, okay. And then his roommates had to closet themselves too, because his parents couldn't really live with gay roommates.
This
and
is
then
like a gay Melrose place?
Yes.
Like he's living with all, you
and
know,
he two gay roommates. And then they had to de-gay the house, is what they called
it. De-gay, and they're like, well, put like, away all the flowers.
Yeah, or no, just like dildos for lampshades. You know, it's like, get rid of them!
Yeah.
Like, get rid of every Judy Garland poster.
Yeah, get all the
get rid of the sling set. Yep. Get rid of the
Lady Gaga. Everything needs to go.
Oh, she was there. She had to go too.
Yeah, she Lady Gaga out.
Yeah, so I know the feeling. So this guy, I feel for him because it's like, listen, how
what does he do? I mean, they've been together.
He breaks up with her.
Really?
Yes. And you want to know why?
Because
you cannot live two lives and lying to both, because that's not fair. I don't give a shit. I hate religion generally.
Yeah.
But I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your family is. If you're living with a man and you claim you love him and you go out with him publicly,
yeah,
your parents either have to deal with it or they don't.
Or they don't.
Or they don't. If, you know, how long are you going to live the lie, and when's a good time to say it?
Well, that's kind of where I'm thinking. Like, he's got to set a plan of action.
Yes.
You can't live in this life forever. Give
because
her,
the, no,
and
because
I'm sure it's tough for her. Like, let's look at it from her
it
side.
It is.
I get it.
I'm not sympathetic to that.
Yeah.
I'm not sympathetic to the fact that she comes from a very conservative background and this and that, da, da, da. But if you're living with someone and you are, how long have they been dating?
They've been living together 6 months.
So they've been living together 6 months. It's just like
3 years.
Then when her parents, here's what she can do. When her parents come to town,
yeah,
he can go, all right? But she needs to sit down with them and say, listen, I'm living in America.
Yeah.
I love both of you. I understand you come from a very conservative background, but I've fallen in love with someone and he's white.
And
you know, I'm living with him right now.
You have to set the plan.
Yeah.
We have to have a...
I didn't mean to get so angry.
No,
but
I'm with you.
Coming
I hear
from,
you. No, this is...
I should have left him.
Well, this is... And you think you should have left him earlier?
I should have left him way earlier. He might have been an alcoholic and said not nice things to me.
Here's what he should do. You got to calm down. And you can't come at her with emotions. You just have to be like... You have to math it out.
I agree. This,
you got to say, hey, listen... say to the girl, I love you. I want to stay with you. I know this, and understand her side. You have to understand. You have to see her perspective. Don't get crazy. Like, I don't know.
No. And I would never get angry.
This is
over my anger.
No, but here's what we do these days, and it's not fair. And it happened with with Caitlyn Jenner. Like, when Caitlyn Jenner, you know, made the switch from Bruce, everyone who was like, wait, what? And immediately was like, oh, you hate transgender. It's like, no, give me a fucking second.
Yeah,
you know, give your grand, you know, everyone's like, yo, my grandparents are so racist. No, they need a fucking second.
Yeah,
let them breathe. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, I do understand, like, the initial reaction to be like, And it's like, they're not hateful. They're just getting snuck up on.
All right,
it's
so let me rephrase this.
No, but I don't think you were, you're not wrong, but I'm saying.
No, but I came off angry. So
I think you were, you're correct.
Mine's coming from a place of living in his shoes.
Totally.
So I think, yeah, you have to be sympathetic to both sides. So I think the two of them have to sit down together and say, all right, where are we going? All right, here's what they have to do. Right.
You will have this conversation with your parents that I know is tough for you to have.
But even before that, say, if you don't see us, bring to the table, you say, I love you, and I have been accepting and forgiving of the fact that you haven't revealed who I am to your family, but I feel like we can work on that. So here's what I'm going to lay on the table. Mm-hmm. I would like to be, let's just say, in my mind, this is what he would say. I would like to be together with you, and that means one day I would like to marry you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't see that as a possibility, then on my side, I'm going to tell you that we're going to stop right here.
Exactly.
And, you know, and if she can say, well, I love you and I want to be with you and I don't know how to tell my parents and this and that and da da da. And then you work from there. So if she's willing to work at it, then you'll find your way.
Totally agree with you.
But to kick him out of the house that he pays rent for.
I hear it. And I hear why. And that's what he has to guard against is like, you kicked me out of my house. Like, understand. Let her take a breath. Let her figure out how she's going to break it to her parents. Yeah. And then let that happen. If it's not going to happen, then you say, I got to go on my way. And some of you might be listening and being like, that's extreme. Break up a 3-year relationship. It's pretty extreme to hide someone in your life.
Also like we're adults. Like I grew up Catholic, right? I'm Italian and Mexican Irish. So like, yeah, I grew up Catholic. But also as an adult, I realized that that's not for me. And if I wanted to please my family and Catholicism, then I wouldn't be out of the closet. I'd be miserable. I'd be lying to everyone around me. I'm not living my life. So she's clearly trying to have her cake and eat it too. She's trying to please the parents and the past life. And she's trying to please the guy that she loves and the future life.
Come over.
You just have to make a sacrifice.
Come over and look like you're ready to do whatever you can to be there. Come over wearing like a sari. Is that what they wear? I don't know.
I have no idea. I've tried so many things and not say offensive things, but I'm like, I think
come
I just
over
went straight
in a
off.
Gown or whatever, ride in on a fucking elephant and be like, hey, let's do this.
And I think both of our initial reaction to being angry is justifiable because, I mean,
it's justifiable. It's totally.
Yeah, because, and I'm not saying I'm not sympathetic to her, so anyone who's listening, like, you're being mean to her.
No,
you,
I see both sides.
I've lived it, all right?
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to our presidential debate between Donald Trump.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm honored that the American people are devoting their time to us tonight.
And Hillary Clinton.
Where is she? Is she still in the toilet again? I hope she's not deleting any more emails.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was in the little girl's room.
Hill, maybe you should get yourself a squatty potty.
A what?
Squatty potty. It's the small toilet stool. It puts yourself in the correct angle. So, you know, you can go better.
Sanders, I think you're full of it. Heck, you believe unicorns can make rainbows.
I am not full of it. Since I've been using Squatty Potty, I'm able to let it all go a lot easier. Squatty Potty can get our country moving again.
There's no debate. Squatty Potty, as seen on Shark Tank and made in the USA, will guarantee better eliminations. Go to electsquattypotty.com for free express delivery and discreet packaging. Squatty Potty has an exclusive 60-day guarantee and is available at all Bed Bath & Beyond and Target stores. Go to electsquattypotty.com today.
Get America moving again. Invest in a Squatty Potty.
Celebrity voices are parodies and not endorsements.
This is Sherrod Small.
And Kurt Metzger.
Of the Race Wars Podcast. Check out our podcast.
To hear the very first interracial friends in history.
Right. That's right.
That's right. We're the first.
We are.
The first real interracial friends talking about race openly and without fear. And there ain't nothing like it anywhere.
That's
you're
right.
Cheating yourself if you're not listening.
You can find new and archived episodes of Race Wars on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Yeah.
So check it out.
We're here with Mateo Lane, at Mateo Lane, at Mateo Lane on all platforms. You're killing it, man. I love having you on. How do you do that?
I just bottomed last night. No, I'm kidding. I did not.
This is called For the Boys Predicament.
Okay.
Hey, Jay Tranny, I need some advice.
Jay what?
Jay Tranny.
Okay.
They, you know, a little subtle play on it.
A little transphobia.
Yeah, a little bit.
Perfect episode for me to be on.
I love it. I'm having a tough time figuring out a situation where I don't know if the golden rule of bros before hoes applies.
Ugh.
This is a high school email. We do every now and again as a high schooler. I'm a junior in high school, and I have a bro that's been trying to get with this girl, 795, for the past year or so.
Wait, what's the rating system again?
It's face, body, personality.
Good
795.
No wonder. No wonder women murder their husbands. Women can use it too.
I'm not. Listen.
Yeah,
women
but they
can use
won't.
It too. I know.
There. What would the, let's. What would a woman's rating system be like? Personality, sensitivity, and
listens to my stupid stories.
Yeah. I just had a bad day at work. Out of 1 out of 10, are you going to listen to me?
Yeah, exactly. So 7.95. Five personality is always the funniest to me. For the past. So his buddy's been trying to get with this girl for the past year or so. She won't do it, but he constantly tries to make moves, has been hung up on this girl, and won't attempt at anyone else. This girl, out of nowhere, because I don't talk to her much besides the occasional J-Train patented side comment during the class we have together, that she wants to do the dance with no pants with me. What do I do? If a bro can't close in over a year, is it okay to step in? Thanks, J-Train. Please respond, at least if not on the air. What do you think?
I got it.
Okay.
You're in high school. So here's the problem. If you weren't in high school, I'd say go sleep with her. He had his chance. She didn't like him.
Yes.
And you know what? Go out to a bar on Friday. There's a billion other girls you're going to meet. Get over it. Okay. But you are in high school. Mm. So you are stuck next to those people all the time. And they're a junior. So that means they got a year and a half.
It's a small bubble.
The
smaller your bubble, the less you want to fuck people
over. Does he want to fuck her?
I mean, They don't even know what sex is. I think they just read
they're
in a
just
book
dry,
somewhere.
Dry humping
just
each other.
Just rubbing their penises against jean zippers to the max.
How old were you when you first had sex?
19.
Did she? Well, 19. Nah, the
I was a late, the, later the, one.
I was 19 too.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like all my girlfriends haven't gotten orgasms until they were like
they still
way later. But my friend Sophia, she's Greek, and you know they're like ready for
really.
She was
such a hot name.
She was ready at 12.
I heard a guy. I was at a college once, and the guy was like, "Yo, if she doesn't come, you know, it doesn't count." He goes, "If I don't come, it doesn't count." That was his.
Is he also writing Donald Trump's speeches?
Yeah. It's like, dude, if women had that motto, we'd be seeing a lot of women with babies that are also virgins.
Oh, that's like that Lisa Traeger joke. That joke should be universal, where it's like the in.
Oh yeah.
Lisa Traeger says when they're teaching sex ed that they should only teach if she doesn't come, no one's coming.
Yeah.
But it's I mean, this brings up a whole other thing. But it's like, why do women fake orgasms?
Why would they do such a thing? They're screwing themselves. I think. For this guy with the buddy, you don't do it. You're in high school. Don't step in. Like, you're only going to look like bad, and people are going to take sides. It's only going to separate you two. I think even once you get to college, it's not even – like, there's always that one guy that has that one girl, and I don't think there's such a thing as dibs, but there is such a thing as he's been wearing a hard hat, and he's invested a lot of time and money and effort into this chick.
But if she doesn't like,
so don't screw him out of his investment.
I know, but you know what? Women aren't something that you work years for, save up money, and then buy at a store.
But
if they don't like you, then they don't like
you. It's one thing.
But you can also make the decision, like you said, not go sleep behind your bro's back.
Well, it's one thing if you really like the girl. Just here's what the rule should be. You have to date this girl for as long as he's been after her.
No, that makes no sense.
Why not? Right?
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. You pulled that out of your ass.
You have to be serious about it. If you're gonna, if your buddy's been after a girl for a year,
this is an ego thing for him. He just wants to show that he could do it.
Yeah.
And also, if that's
all you're looking to do is get a fuck, go somewhere else. Don't fuck over your buddy.
Have we all had ego fucks here?
Oh yeah.
Where you do it because you're like it deals with your ego.
This whole podcast is an ego.
Yeah. I just think we both agree. Don't fuck her.
Yeah. Don't fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mateo Lane @MateoLane. Two T's and Mateo. Cock blocked by a guy friend. This is a lady
Ooh.
Listener. Dearest J Train man, Samp, and guest.
Look how better women. They already said they guest.
You are guest.
Yeah.
Absolutely love the podcast. I'm constantly laughing at my cubicle and getting weird looks from my coworkers. Anyways,
tell them you're fingering yourself.
Hey, Pam. Yeah, I'm figuring myself.
It's hilarious.
Pam, I'll be out with the accounting numbers in a minute. I'm just here fingering myself.
And I hope she has the longest acrylic nails on the face of the planet.
Yeah, I love when you watch Family Guy?
Yeah.
You know, I love in Family Guy whenever he plays the woman at work that just has no time. Whenever Peter plays a woman at work, whenever they do a cutaway, I fucking die. Yeah. So this female listener writes, backstory, I started hanging out with a new group of friends recently and developed a crush on one of the guys. Let's call him Jake. He was in a long-term relationship when we met, but he became single early last year. Mild flirting here and there, but I mostly kept my feelings to myself. Flash forward to this past New Year's Eve, and my little girl dreams finally came true, meaning we got sloppy drunk and made out in front of our 30 closest friends. Classy, I know. During a breathing break in between our makeout sesh, he said he'd been wanting to ask me out, but didn't out of respect for another friend of ours, we'll call him Eric. I've known Eric since high school, so he's roughly been about 10 years deep in the friend zone. Nothing's ever happened between us, and it never will, which is what I told Jake. We parted ways at the end of the night with plans to hang out soon. Days went by and I never heard from him. I heard through the grapevine that Jake and Eric got into a huge fight because of the events of that night. Eric told Jake that he could have any girl in the bar and didn't understand why he went for me. So we're hearing this from the other side.
This is the same email in a different situation over and over. So this is a common thread with you straight people.
Listen, this happens, man.
Good
this is
God.
Listen, there's times I wish I was gay. Just the understanding of like, listen, I want to come. You want to come. Let's fucking do this. Like
more,
that,
even
that.
More than gays, because gays are very good with fucking and then just being total friends afterwards. Yeah. Even better than that are lesbians.
Really?
Well, I slept with her and it's fine, but I was also into Tammy, and then Tammy and I decided that it wasn't going to work out. So then I went over to Sue, and then Sue and I decided we would raise cats together.
Your lesbian impression is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why then, are they?
And then we went to the Lilith Fair, even though it doesn't exist anymore. We found our own.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
We'll get back to this email.
Because
in a second.
I feel like we're going to give them the same answer over and over and over again.
Well, this is a female. Though.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell her the same thing. Well, it's just on. Like, okay.
Well, before we get to that,
full of rage, I'm just.
How come gay men go with good looking men?
Mm-hmm.
How come you rarely see lesbian women with good looking women? Why do they go with manly looking women.
All right, well,
why does that happen?
I have two different answers. I have the comedian answer.
I know that sounds horrible of me. I'm curious.
No, I have the comedian answer, and then like the answer that's like protecting that group.
So,
but
give me the comedian answer.
Oh, the comedian answer is.
I think I look great in this overall. I have my 7 cats on a leash.
No, I think that's a stereotype. The same way that's a stereotype. There's a stereotype with the gays where it's like everyone just assumes every gay is like, Sue, hi girl, you know. But you know, then like you, there's a lot of gay men where it's not homophobic, but it is homophobic kind of when people are like, I would never have thought that John is gay just because he's not wearing a
like
sundress and mincing around.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with lesbians. I mean, I don't know what that is with lesbians and gays where there's a lot of gay men who tend to take on female qualities and women take on masculine
but
qualities.
Here's what I've heard a lot, like gay friends of mine, like I've heard, you know, you say gay guys will go, that guy is hot.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, that guy is fucking hot. Mm-hmm. I would love to fuck him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I get that, mm-hmm. like on a visceral level. Like, yeah. I get that. I've never really heard a lesbian be like, that fucking chick is so fucking hot. The way I would say it. I guess that's
how
they work.
Well, because they're women, and women are different than men.
I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
I do think it's really funny, though, because I was in Italy a couple months ago visiting family, and I remember when you went. I went to a gay bar. First of all, they don't like gays in Italy, so they...
It's a very Catholic country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but the gays, they're not choosing the best location. They had a gay bar next to the Colosseum, and it was called Coming Out. So I noticed, though, it doesn't matter where you go, gays and lesbians, all the same. Yeah. All the gays were clumped together like a bunch of chickens, like, judging everyone smoking and being like, yeah. And then there was a group of lesbians that I tried to ask for a cigarette from, and one of them started screaming at me in her dialect. She was Calabrese, but she had a mohawk, a leather jacket. So it's like, I just think, like, yeah, there's stereotypes.
It's just
there's
what
not
it is.
But it just sometimes, it just... is,
yeah,
you know. And I think I know a lot of lesbians who are very butch, you know. They're very, very, very butch, but there is something about being gay and lesbian where it's like, I think we have our feet in both feminine and masculine.
But it's amazing and that it's, those groups even get put together. Like, they're so different.
We're different, but we're also very similar. Yeah. You know? I don't know. It's very funny. I wish I was making more jokes, but I'm so terrified that I'm going to come out as this gay comic who's internalized all his homophobia.
No! But I'm enjoying this conversation. I think this is helpful for the listener because we have a lot of, A guys, listen.
That's another thing, too, is like, I have lesbians who have a great lesbian friends. I have lesbians. I went to Best Buy and they were on sale. I have some of my best friends are lesbians and they have the best sense of humor ever, And then there's others I know who are exactly what you would think they are. Militant, angry butch dykes who don't want to hear a single joke that would be even construed as misogynist or homophobic. And it's like, we have to be able as a community to laugh at ourselves. Because if we don't,
Look at Chris Rock on the Oscars. The jokes are the great equalizer. And Chris Rock is talking about both sides, and it really everyone laughing at that is like, okay, good. We're talking now.
Yeah.
It's the greatest communicator in the world.
It's the Howard Stern mentality. It's that the more you talk about it, the easier it is to talk about things and the less offended we are.
This is why I'm asking these questions. So let's go back to your email. So now it's been 2 months and I never heard from Jake. I saw him for the first time last weekend at my friend's birthday. He stayed on one side of the bar and I stayed in the other. Our only exchange was a brief hey when I got there. It was unbelievably awkward, as you can imagine.
I'm sorry, is this a Saved by the Bell script you're reading, or is this a real email?
I heard that their friendship has been weird ever since that night. I didn't know that I was coming into between two friends. I've been single for a while now and usually bond with Eric over our Tinder stories, so I was pretty pissed to find out that he was cock-blocking this whole situation. So my question is there any hope for something to happen between Jake and I, or does he have to respect the guy code? Should I reach out to him? Part of me thinks that if he really wanted to ask me out, he would grow a pair and have that conversation with Eric, and then part of me is making up excuses for why he hasn't reached out. Any insight would be a huge help. What do you think?
Women,
what's the name of a female cock block? We need a female
giant crochet.
Yeah, we need something that blocks. Right?
Tampon.
Oh, that. You just call it a tampon.
So you've been tampaxed.
Yeah.
You've been tampaxed.
Yeah, there we go.
You've been tampaxed. Yes.
This dude is tampaxing her.
Yep. Here's my thing. Here's why I'm mad at her.
Okay, all right? Go.
I'm a little mad at you, lady. You have to man up. You have to grow balls. If you like him, then you need to reach out to him and say, here's how I feel. I like you. I'm sorry what happened between you and your friend. If you want to continue this relationship, great.
Yeah.
I would love to go on a date with you. If not, good. I'm going to go out into the wild and find another man.
You have to be brave enough to hear a no. And that's a tough thing. That's life, though. You never
are
move
women
forward.
Like this. Now let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Are women like this all the time? Like this, where women are just like, he has to come to me and he has to do this.
Well, there's all it's funny. Like Bumble is the new app where it's Tinder.
I get called faggot, but you can openly say you're on Bumble.
I'm on Bumble. So I on Bumble, there's the new app where girls have to talk to guys first.
So it's turnabout.
It's Sadie Hawkins Tinder, okay? And I'm on it, and I love it because I love that. I like a confident, strong woman. I like someone that can come with some
sizzle.
So you
like a lesbian.
I love lesbians.
Hey, I was thinking the other day, maybe you want to go get some hummus with me, Jared?
Oh, it's so hot. Oh, talk about...
I'll pick you up in my car. It's the monster truck that's coming down Broadway.
Do you have the sides of your head shaved?
Oh, just one side. And then the other side is actually, because I've been getting into vegetarian food lately, I've grown a chia pet on the other side of my plant.
It's so hot.
I can just eat from my head.
Hold on. Say Crocs, but slowly.
Crocs.
I just think this does happen. And I'll mention Bumble to girls, and they'll be like, ugh, I want a guy to talk to me first. And I'll be like, get over yourself.
But that's the problem is that we teach women from a young age that you have to be Belle, Cinderella, like
totally.
you're a fucking princess. It's like, no, this is 2016,
yes.
And you can both talk to each other like adults.
It's also a time waster. It's
she's wasted
so half the year
now.
At this point. So
the next week, she should have gotten a hold of him and had this conversation.
She needs to be brave enough to hear a no, which you very well. And here's what's going on in his head. Let me flip the script for her. If I'm this dude, my buddy gets mad at me. I know, and this is back to the last email, I know that if I get involved with you out of respect to my friend, it has to get serious right away.
Yeah.
It can't just be a fucking Chuck situation.
Right.
So that's what's going through his head. He needs to be positive that he's going to show you a good time.
Oh, I'm mad at him too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's not doing the right thing. He could have just been like, hey, listen, I'm happy we made out. I wanted to fool around. You're sexy to me. It's just, I know that this is going to cause more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah, I'm mad at him. I'm mad at his friend. And I'm mad at her.
The friend, the thing is, she's blaming the friend, which it's partly his fault. But if this guy really was into you...
I'm talking to the woman with acrylic nails in the mirror. Oh, yeah.
If he was really into you, he would push through the friend and be like, listen, I want to see how this can go. And he's not doing that, which means he just wanted to fuck, which she could just want that too.
No,
but I don't think this is the friend to do that with.
Means that he just wanted to fuck. I just think that men pussy out just as much as women. So he's being just as big of a pussy as she is. And the both of them need to go to wherever they live. So let's say meet at the local Olive Garden. Get some fucking salad and breadsticks. Don't get the pasta.
Totally.
And just have a conversation. What's wrong with just being an adult and saying, I liked you. I had a good time. I'm sorry about your friend. Is there a way we can work it out? If not, I'll move on. But otherwise, she just sits. Then you know what it tells me? That she enjoys this.
She likes
she
the
enjoys
attention.
The drama and the attention. Yeah. She loves that two men were gunning for her, and she gets to spin around in it for a while.
Totally. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Mateo Lane. This is another email we talked about before. This is called HIV negative.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I have a story. I just was dating-ish a guy who was HIV positive.
Really?
So
what was
we
that
can
like?
Talk. I mean, it's just this.
I don't even know. It's not like, that's the thing.
It's the movie Philadelphia. I visited him in his hospital bed. Like, you know, you can live now. We had sex once.
Were you scared?
No, because he's on medicine and we used a condom and I topped. That's right, men. I topped.
Look at you.
I broke it up with him because he was like a Miami trash kind of. It was just like club scene, plastic surgery. That's a lot. That life I don't live.
The gay plastic surgery thing. Is crazy.
Well, plastic surgery is crazy. I mean, I live in the Upper East Side. Everyone looks like a burn victim. But I think there's a lot of gay. Let's go to the
Dear Freedom Train, outstanding podcast, gets me through the long car rides. All dick sucking aside, I have quite the situation. A couple of weekends ago, I hooked up with this broad. I got her number after. She insisted that I had to text her to hang out that week. I found out that she was best friends with one of my fraternity brother's girlfriends. Which is chill, I guess. We text throughout the week, and she's excited to hang out, sending me very flirtatious and risque texts. Out of the fucking blue, she texts me saying she heard I have a serious STD. I come to find out that the fraternity brother told her that I am fucking HIV positive. What the fuck? That's so outrageous. Why would he do that?
I mean,
I tell her that I am not, and that I've been checked. I did not hear. That's one of those things that I hear from a girl, and I'm like, maybe I am HIV.
What did I walk in? And say when I walked in. Yeah, you're damn right. I have been feeling sick all month. I know it's the weather, but I'm like, this is it.
This is it.
But you grow up, Gabe, with being told, like, you better get checked now. I mean, you're just always afraid. It's always afraid.
It's lurking. I tell her that I am not, that I've been checked. I did not hear back from her, but I knew she had a friend visiting for the weekend and said she would be busy. I text her after the weekend, find out that she deleted my number. I assume she did not believe me.
Now, in terms
of the douche canoe fraternity brother, he texted me apologizing and saying he wanted to explain his side of the story to me. What? Before I found out she deleted my number, he basically gave me a pussified apology and deflected the blame. How do you do it?
This does feel like she might be dumb, though.
No. This is all on her.
Now my question is, how do I respond to both the girl and the fraternity brother? Keep up the good work. And he signs this 20-pound meat hammer.
Number one, you have to educate yourselves. You can, if you're HIV positive, it's not a death sentence. You're not going to catch it. Just be a little extra careful. You can get on PrEP. There's a bunch of things that you can do to make it work.
Let's put this out there. JTrain podcast. Just let's put this out there. Go get tested. Go get that shit done.
I'm going tomorrow.
But everyone should get tested. I don't care. It's just if you're active, you want to man up.
Yeah, but even if you do have HIV, we have to get rid of the stigma. Like,
I know.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, I told people that I was seeing someone who was HIV positive, the straight people thought I had lost my mind.
Rewind the episode. My reaction probably was very similar to
but
what you got.
It's literally equivalent, like the mask. Remember his eyes, like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's
well,
like,
I think, you know, our generation, especially in high school.
Everyone was worried about it.
It was scare tactics.
And it's, listen, it still is scary. Anything that's going to affect your health, I mean, totally. It's still scary. But it's also like, it's still, you know, this
still
isn't
a living thing. You can live with
but
it.
But also, she sounds like a real piece of shit. First of all, you have to ask some. Yeah, you hear a rumor from your friend,
and you're not
right?
Even
who's
go
a fraternity
out?
Brother. No offense to everyone listening, but it's like they're not scientists. And then, you know, she's gonna delete you. It's like, okay,
giving you a chance to like look you in the eye and be like,
yeah,
that's a lie. You know,
yeah.
And you know when someone's lying.
She sounds like a real piece of shit.
I think the mistake we want to make, not just with, I mean, this is a really specific instance. But the mistake we make is that we want, because we all have egos and we all have a lot of pride, is to want to like, how do we let her know that this isn't true? That will only make you look worse.
Crazy. But no one likes a rumor going around about them that's not true anyways.
But the more you persist against the rumor, the more you fan the flames of the rumor. The more you keep bringing it up.
So how do you fix that?
I think you text her one text. Hey, that wasn't true. You can ask anybody.
You can just ask me.
I'd really appreciate if you would have asked me this question. I'm actually a little bit turned off by this whole thing. I'm going to say goodbye.
Perfect, because if you turn it around on them.
Yes, totally.
You turn around on them.
Turn it around. Yeah. You just say, and you be classy. Classy, because the minute you
drink Chardonnay while you're texting.
Yeah, and put a pinky up in the air.
Yeah.
And just, listen, send her a text being like, hey, this whole thing's just a turn off. A guy I thought was my friend obviously is trying to screw with me in some way. I guess good luck with everything. And that's it.
That's perfect.
Move on. And then there's other chicks out there. I'm sure she's great. We get in this thing where we want to like, okay, how do I get everyone back? No, just walk away. Yeah. Walk away. Just don't even.
People love drama.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mateo, you're great. Again,
oh,
thank you
I mean,
so
I'm
much.
Sorry I'm mad at that situation with the Arabic girl and the white guy. But
no, I love
you
your
know,
perspective.
It just was. I've been
no,
there.
Listen, when you came on last time, I know you were a little worried. You're like, how are they going to respond?
I'm worried constantly.
They loved it, so I'm happy you came back. Guys, we're going to come right back with hypotheticals and the news and some shout-outs. We'll be right back in just a second.
I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make of me. You make your own bitch, so you got to leave.
Hey guys, welcome back. We got Mateo Lane here. Thank you for answering the emails. That was great.
Yeah, that was fun.
Fantastic.
At
Mateo Lane on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Go find him, support him. Fucking awesome comic. You're doing so much shit too. You got stuff on TV and
yeah, things are good.
That's great. So go follow him. And like I said, you got all these people that you're learning about. Get on board. Go and follow him on Twitter and Instagram. ManSamp, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Chris at ManSamp on Twitter. Also, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday morning. You can get that. Let's do some hypotheticals. You ready?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you rather be hung like a horse and an absolute champion in the sack, but every time you come, you break down and cry for at least 90 seconds? slightly below average in the dick department. Dick department's funny to me.
Sure.
Like, oh, we got a sale on aisle 6 in the dick department. And just all right in bed, but every time you come, you rip a fart. Assuming you would be able to play it off like you didn't fart at least 65% of the time.
Why is this even a would you rather? I'll take the first one.
I'll take the first one, right?
Yeah, if you're going to crush it in bed, then it's like you cry after she's going to be crying.
Maybe
too.
You're
it's
just
going to be beautiful.
Yeah, crying from happiness. You could play it off
course,
as, playing,
right.
as a, you're happy about it. Right? I once was with a girl and like, this only happens in like relationship sex where she was like, she got off so much that she was like having a moment.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, man.
We get it.
No, but I was like, that never happened to me. And I was like, this is great. Yeah, that's right, ladies.
I don't know. I've never gotten doing hard sex so wrong because I've again. Never cried after sex.
Mateo just rolled his eyes so hard at me.
I mean, I can't.
Listen, I'm single too. I'm trying to get fucked from this too. Okay, listen. So
you're doing a much better job than I am.
A little bit. All right, fucker. Listen to your podcast every week and play the Would You Rathers with my roommates who also listen to your podcast. This led us to thinking, if you could be any black guy in the world, who would you be? In order to keep things PC, what white guy would you be and what Asian guy would you be? After putting a lot of thought into important questions, we have come up with the perfect trifecta. Won't give it away and we'll respond with obvious answers after hearing your guys' input. While I have you here, please send all shits, no tits, some gash to my buddy. Gash is such a horrendous word for vagina.
It's a wound.
I listened to a gay podcast and they refer to it as that.
Really? Mm-hmm. And that makes me feel better. To my buddy who just had sinus surgery this weekend and is probably still high on painkillers, at Matt Laird, MattLaird. Thanks and keep up the good work. Go dogs. What white guy, what Asian guy, what black guy? Who are you going to be?
I would be that Beckham Jr. from that football team. What's his name?
David Beckham?
No, Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham.
Because it's rumored that he's gay.
There's a lot
which
of...
I would love that. He's super hot, and I love his hair.
Yeah,
and
great
that's
hair.
The life I want to live. I mean, that's it. I mean, you're just like...
You're crushing it in football.
Crushing it, and you're probably gay. I mean, just like... That's it. That's the one.
That's the one. That's your black guy.
Yeah, I would marry him if given the opportunity.
We don't know if that's true also. It's a rumor.
It's good enough for me. So, and then if I could be any white guy,
yeah.
I'd probably be... the ghost of Steve Jobs and
Asian
any Asian guy, Yul Brynner.
Who?
He was the king in The King and I.
Okay. That's the gayest right. answer.
Yes.
Possible. Yes. Okay, yeah. Good. Mansam, what do we think?
I'd like to be Lil Wayne in his prime.
Oh,
because
okay.
When was his prime?
Well, you know, like with the Carter 3 and shit like that, when he's coming out with a Millie and all that stuff.
Doesn't he like make out with a guy on stage or kiss a guy on stage?
I don't know.
I've seen videos.
Really?
Yeah, okay. They're like brothers or something. Okay.
With Birdman. Yeah, that's his like dad.
Oh, really? And
out? Like, they didn't make out. They like kissed on the lips or something. Whatever.
I'm fine
with
that.
Okay. I don't know. I'd probably be some hockey player or whatever as the white guy. I'd pick somebody. Jonathan Toews, maybe.
There's a million white guys in the world, and they're undoubtedly the most successful people right. there are. You're going to pick some random hockey player?
Yeah,
you could choose Putin, and I'd be better with an answer. I mean, what is wrong with you?
I love hockey. I apologize. Jonathan Toews makes like $10 million a year. Jonathan Toews.
You
Jonathan
also get Toews. Under the radar fame. Like you, all, right. you don't. You can live a life. Right. That's the best part about that, and it kind of sure. relates to my answer. What's your Asian?
I don't know. The guy that played Jin on Lost.
Oh,
he's a good looking Asian guy.
Oh yeah,
has a good life.
Right. You went Japanese. Okay,
Korean maybe.
I don't know. So
I'd be Kim Jong Un then.
Kim Jong Un is the move with Asians.
Yeah, because just like killing my uncle with a pack of dogs
and being a god on Earth. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I'm with you, Kim Jong Un.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Julian Edelman.
Oh,
who?
Julian Edelman, the receiver for the Patriots. He's under the radar.
Yeah.
It's the best sport to play. It's like literally 3 months and then you're done.
Yeah.
And he could go to San Diego, live a life under the radar, have money, be cool.
You really like this under the radar thing.
I do. Under the radar.
You're obsessed with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Like it's kind of like, so this is a who would, let me just get my black eye out of the way. If I'm a black dude, I go, I don't know.
It's tough. There's too many.
Well, the thing is, like, I mean,
different options.
I want to have sex with Michael Sam. I want to have sex with the guy that I chose. I want to have sex with.
I like that
most
you would become the person then want to have sex with yourself.
Yeah, I'd be Will Smith, but then you're stuck with Jada.
I know.
It's like, oh, that's
you might as well be gay at that point.
And yeah. So, well, I think
you think that's what's going on.
Who?
My black dude is. I gotta say, I would. You gotta go LeBron James, right?
Yeah, LeBron's a good choice.
LeBron,
for sure.
I mean, that's over the radar. That totally nullifies my white guy point.
But yeah, but he's so famous and rich that it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even
matter.
Yeah,
that's like the opposite of under the radar.
I know. Well,
that is the radar.
Here's a would you rather, and it kind of works to this. Who would you rather be? Seinfeld has just ended, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld has just ended its run.
Mm-hmm.
You can be Jerry Seinfeld or Larry David.
Jerry.
Jerry? Okay.
No, I'd be Larry David. I relate more to
Larry David.
Larry David
is the more, you know, if you think about it, like he's co-creator.
Correct. Oh, I know.
So it's like the fame, respect.
He stresses
thing.
Like, me. He's brilliant, but his, yeah. Every show and character he does, because isn't George based off him?
Yeah, he's
so stressful.
Stressful.
My blood boils. I just can't handle that.
But
kind
you could
of
also
stress.
Like go golfing and no one bothers you, and fine. Or you're Jerry Seinfeld and you literally can't walk into a comedy club and like have people not standing applause.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a tough question.
I'd rather be Jerry.
Well, it's whether you want to live in your own reality or, you know, have kind of just be under the radar and be able to live in everybody else's
reality.
Would
you rather be Mariah Carey?
Okay.
Or Lady Gaga?
Mariah Carey.
Why did you pick Mariah?
Because she was literally like the biggest alive.
Yeah.
You know, like she lived in a reality that that's why she's asleep at 3 p.m. You know, she lives in heaven on earth.
She's paid her dues.
Yeah.
I think Gaga's like what you're saying about Larry David. I think it must just be exhausting to be Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
all the
prep work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the news. What would you do?
I'd pick Mariah just for the vocal range.
Yeah. Just
the vocal range.
You have it already, so I don't know.
Man, let's go to the news.
All right, so this is an easy one. American women achieve orgasm through butt stuff more than any other nationality. 42% of American women.
I was told by a doctor, I used to date a doctor, and she said that women don't have anything in there to give them pleasure.
All right, like, there's a couple things. I was told.
I was told by a lesbian, actually.
Yeah.
Men do orgasms because of our prostate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it feels good. But I know we're all like, I don't want anything with my butt because it'll make me gay. But like, you're all faggots. So women, I was told
by a lesbian
that there can be some sensation if a woman is being penetrated in the vagina because the vagina wall and the anus.
It's a shared wall.
I'm not saying it's the same as like achieving an orgasm in your butt, but there's also
a mental, women get off mentally more than men do. I don't need to be in the zone to come. I'll come everywhere.
I could make a woman come by just holding up a 401k in front of her.
Yeah. And then she's done the clean credit report.
Yeah.
Well, but there's also like, you can come from like indirect stimulation. Like there's people that can come from having their nipples played with or whatever.
I can come from someone blowing in my ear the right way.
Right. Of course.
You gotta work me a little more. Although
really?
I bottomed a couple months ago in Chicago and like almost like 2 seconds I came.
Really?
Yeah, that never happened before. But I was laying on my stomach, so my dick was on the bed. So I'm like, well, it was being stimulated at the same time.
It was like a childhood hump the pillow type of situation.
Right. Oh yeah, with a giant black man behind me.
Just like childhood.
Just
let's
like
go
childhood.
To the next story.
All right, let's end with this. Donald Trump, they compiled a list of some of the craziest shit that he said when he's been on Howard Stern's radio show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and some of them are pretty good.
I'm starting to get annoyed at the Donald Trump hate.
Just now.
Just now.
You're at the
just
hate?
At the hate.
Now.
At the hate.
Oh, at the hate.
Yeah.
Why? He's horrible.
I don't know. I think...
We need more... Actually, you know what my issue is? I don't think he's gotten enough hate.
Really?
Because when I think Sarah... Remember Sarah Palin? I mean, that woman, every single newspaper... Everything went after him or her. And I remember when the debate was coming with her and
don't
Joe Biden,
think,
everybody was like, I can't wait to watch this. We're going to watch the debate. We're going to watch the debate. And he hasn't gotten enough,
Let me ask this question, okay?
Yeah.
Don't you think... Of all the candidates, Cruz, Rubio, Trump, okay? Don't you think the one that is like kind of pandering right now with like things that he's saying the most is Trump?
He's only pandering.
But this is what I'm saying. So don't you think once this part of the election's over, when we get to like the real, you know, like the face-off,
the general election,
whatever it is, don't you think he'll come more towards the middle and be the candidate that we kind of need?
No, because it's two things. One, it's what we were talking about earlier with Dane Cook, is that
interesting. Yeah,
yeah. Right. It's just when you achieve success through acting a certain way, you continue to act that way. I'm not saying anything bad about Dane Cook.
No,
I
hear what you're saying.
But I'm just saying
that.
Because you know you watch certain people. So Donald Trump is the same thing, where it's like he's gotten all the success from the reactionary things that he's said. That's not the right word, but I wanted to sound smarter.
Yeah.
So I think it's just going to get worse. He's also not smart enough. And also, the mentality you have is, well, don't you think we all thought months ago, well, this is going to end, or well, he's going to change, or well, he'll apologize, or well, it just, it's snowballed into a place that he's...
I just think of it from, like, the Republican candidate that I would want. And it's like, you know, the Cruz stuff, you're like, oh, that guy really believes the shit that he's doing.
Well, I think there is something to be said. I mean, obviously, you know, people that listen to my podcast know that I'm liberal, I support Bernie Sanders, all that shit. But I don't think Trump's any worse a candidate than the other people running. Like, I think the idea is that, like, well, Rubio's the serious candidate, but he hasn't really demonstrated anything different than Trump.
Rubio seems like a puppet.
Right.
It seems like someone is like...
Fisting him.
Yeah, totally fisting him. And just he's just repeating things I've heard before.
So he's a parrot.
Like, the thing with Trump that I enjoy is that he is sparking something. There's something he's doing.
Hate.
That needs to... But not... But there's somebody that's... We need to figure out the reason that people are into him.
Because...
Because there's a part of the country... That they're, it's not the right reasons that they're getting into it, but right. there's a reason.
Why do these
people feel marginalized? Because they do.
There's a lot of people who are upset and angry, and in any fascist, look at Germany after World War II. Their economy was completely collapsed. Part of Germany was taken by Czechoslovakia. They were told, you know, that no one had jobs. No one had this. When you have someone who can step in and blame other people for your problems rather than holding up a mirror and looking at yourself, that's fascism. And so that he's doing the same thing. He's playing with people's misguided anger.
So there's people
who think that Muslims or think that Mexicans are somehow this giant problem when the problem is Wall Street. The problem is Trump.
Those types of people feel marginalized. And maybe they're blaming the wrong people if they're saying it's the Muslims' fault. Like, that's insane. But why do they feel marginalized? They don't have jobs. Okay, so maybe the candidate will come along, they'll be like, well, okay, these people just want jobs. They just want to feel like they're going to work every day and they're prospering. And then you have a better candidate that comes in because he sees the hopes and fears and the things that people really have problems with. Whereas some of these candidates that just do party line shit,
I know, but they're not really
helping anything.
Trump is also there's
it's the same
things.
Thing with Bernie too. Yeah. Like, people believe in him for the same reason they believe in Trump.
Yeah, I think there's a lot if you're into Trump, chances are you're pretty uneducated because if you're listening to the things he's talking about, he's not giving you an educated response. So it's people who probably aren't even that politically aware, but because Trump is so good with manipulating media, because he's been doing it for the past 30 years.
He's pretty unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. As an entertainer, he's very unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, unbelievable. How can you be that ugly and still have people look at you? I mean, he looks like a giant camel toe.
The
orange skin.
Still pushing it. You can't talk about it enough. It's been talked about for years. He just does.
And we've accepted
it. He floats above it.
But that's him in a nutshell.
He just floats above it.
Like, no, my hair is perfect. Like, okay, it looks terrible, but no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing the news. Mansamp, at Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. Mateo, thank you for coming on. This was awesome. So happy to have you back. At Mateo Lane on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Go follow him, support him. Let's do some shout outs and then we'll do a poem.
Oh, okay.
We have a poem that we read on the... Maybe you could read the poem.
I would love to read it.
Would you? And you could read like in a brogue? Can we read in like a...
Yes.
I think you'll...
Oh, there art thou.
Yes. Very excited. You'll do it better than me. I usually do it. Yeah. Hey, J-Curve. Hey, J Curve Effect, fucked finance, right? My boy is in the middle of a severe junior pussy slump. So let's send him some tits and some shits his way. Snapchat Spaniel 11, SPANIOL 11. Thanks, bro. Keep up the good work. P.S. I always pictured Mansamp as being super fat. Saw his Twitter and realized I was wrong. Still gonna pretend he's fat though.
It's so weird. Why?
I don't know. Mansamp is like it's the way I say it, I think.
Well, it's all one word. You're Mansamp.
Yeah, Mansamp, the way I put it together.
All right.
This guy writes, Papa JT, I'm about to drop the biggest feather on your nuts. Here's how your podcast has helped a life. The father of my little passed away years ago when he was younger. Since then, he had to take on the father figure role for his younger siblings. Obviously, that's a tough situation when you're so you and have to stay strong. When he pledged the fraternity, me being his big, I've taken some solid life advice from your podcast mixed with my own brotherly advice to be the father figure to him. Sometimes I forget how big of a role I play in his life. And this week, when his grandfather passed, he sucked up all of his emotions to be the rock for his family needed. when he needs to break down, he knows who to come to. For all those the other listeners, being a big bro goes beyond fraternity. And honestly, you, JT, have given me some awesome advice that I've shared with my little bros and have helped me through tough times. Keep doing you, JT. Keep it fratty. Dude, thanks, man. Hey, Big Bear Jew, my roommate is the absolute worst.
You're not a bear. You're like an otter. So get it right, fucking piece of shit.
All he cares about is eating healthy for gains. The guy is ripped out of his mind and is a mega douche soaring with confidence. Please, everyone, send him not tits and all shits. His snap name is RJ_MCK6. Great job doing the podcast. Makes my internship a lot better. Thanks, man. Hey, Jewish bag. I was wondering if you could give a shout out to my son. He's in his 30s now, and he has been acting like a real big pussy lately. So
what?
So I'm hoping that an influx of shits, tits, and lady bits help him stop being such a teeny tiny bitch. His Snapchat name is JTrain56.
Thanks. That is so funny.
Oh, you piece of shit. I didn't even read the whole thing to know that was coming. Hey, you're straight killing it, Junado. Keep up the good work. Would love it if you threw out a shout out for my homie who likes to think he's a Snapchat sensation. Let's hook him up with a J Train wreck of shits, dicks, and tits. Tits last, though, for show. His username is DJN Cog. DJNCOG. Can't wait for the next podcast. Sincerely yours, Tig DeBots. Okay, if you want a shout out on the podcast, send in an email with the title shout out. I'll read it on the air. And as we've been doing lately, we'll end with a poem that we have yet to read from our podcast poet down in Florida.
Okay.
This is Mateo Lane, everybody.
My accent might change like six times.
Whatever you want to do, listen, this is your interpretation.
Hello and welcome to the J Train poem. I hope to be taking these podcasts by storm.
Is my reading the right thing?
Oh, this is okay. Great.
I'd like to repeat the wisdom of the J. So we'll be exploring a tongue twister today. Listen up, gents, you frat bro clowns. You gotta man up and learn to go down. When you speak out loud, your mouth is a nuisance. Your tongue should be put to better uses. Lick that pussy. You'll get her going. Sex is better when internal lubes are flowing. But what about the taste? The vassals inquire. What if she hasn't bathed since she last perspired? Worry not, picky lickers. Your concern is fickle. It's not a bit worse than tasting a nickel. It tastes how it smells, earthy and mild. It's like a fine wine. Don't be a child. You like head, don't you? Don't be a hypocrite. Go in as far as you can and suck on her clit. That was a stretch. As J Train always says, you're not that special. Your dick ain't a Hummer. It's more of a hybrid vessel. If she didn't come, then that's on you. The move is conlingus, or she'll bid you adieu. Who knows, frat bro, if you go down when you should, you'll get more surprise blowjobs in all likelihood. According to Jared, this is now standard practice. So do this for all girls. Let your jizz in on your mattress. Heed this wisdom today, don't be crass. Now get on J Train's level and eat out her ass.
Was that fine? I kept
unbelievable.
On
that was really, that's called horizontal refreshment. And
that was a good poem.
He's unbelievable.
That was
right?
Really good. Not since Maya Angelou have I heard such.
This is the Maya Angelou of bro.
I should read it like Maya Angelou next time.
Next time, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Well, guys, that's our episode. Thank you, Mateo, for coming on. That was
amazing. Thank you, Adia.